From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A weakened Hurricane Matthew is nearing the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast after killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti, where the death toll could rise. On Sunday, Pope Francis prayed for the people of Haiti.
Con dolore ho ricevuto le notizie.
The Pope said he received with pain the news of the serious consequences caused by the hurricane which hit the Caribbean island the last few days, in particular Haiti, adding that he invites everyone to be united in prayers for the people there. At last note, the hurricane center was 100 kilometers off the U.S. coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path taking it well east of any populated areas. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen, following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a and left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of the incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says it plans to launch an investigation into the attack. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump meet for round two of the presidential debates later today. They will be on a campus in the city of St. Louis, Missouri. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reports.
Republican presidential candidates have won the state of Missouri in the last four elections. But here on campus, students tend to be a bit more liberal. They tell me they'll cheer on Hillary Clinton in the debate, even some who might surprise you.
Amanda Gallup is a senior in marketing and entrepreneurship. So you might think she'd vote for billionaire Donald Trump.
My reproductive rights, the racial and social rights of my fellow citizens, are much more important to me than somebody who claims to be a business tycoon who has filed for bankruptcy multiple times.
Gallup is one of about 100 students who won a lottery to get a seat inside the debate. We found a rare Republican on campus. Senior Grant Kobe didn't win the lottery, but will attend a viewing party.
I wouldn't have a problem voting for a Democrat, but I don't think Hillary's the right choice. I don't think she's good for the economy.
Students here, unlike most millennials, are engaged in the election. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, St. Louis, Missouri.
VOA will have live coverage beginning at 9 p.m. Washington time or 1 hour Universal time tomorrow. Check our website at voanews.com for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. In other news, Israeli police shot dead a Palestinian man who they say opened fire on a group of people in Jerusalem, killing at least two Israelis. Israeli officials say the gunman wounded at least six others in Sunday's attack. Israeli police have been bracing for an increase in aggression during the Jewish high holidays. Rosh Hashanah was last week. Yom Kippur begins on Tuesday. Russia has vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing on the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. The United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting they could impose sanctions and calling for war crimes investigations. A military helicopter has crashed in northern Afghanistan, killing all seven people on board. A defense ministry spokesman blamed a technical fault with the Russian-made aircraft for going down in conflict-gripped Bagram province while it was transporting supplies to Afghan forces. The Taliban claims its fighters shot down the helicopter as the terror group continues to fight Afghan government forces in the region. For details on these stories and much more news, please join us at voanews.com and for complete coverage on the U.S. presidential election. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.